No, I don't care to know.
No, I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't care to know. Because the peace of mind and freedom is so much more important than the garbage that we collect in the form of intelligence, that once this is dropped through the practice that we are talking about, then I could sit in front of, say, Bob, I don't know anything about you, and I'm not really telling the truth. Because I really don't know as far as my mind goes, but at every given time, you know. Not that you want to know, you just know. So the practice of that is very, very beautiful. And we can sit here and talk about it every week, which is great, because it would be like, my teacher says, it would be like a walnut that eventually will break up, the shell of the walnut, right? But wouldn't it be nice if you could help the walnut to break sooner by practicing it on your own? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you cannot practice, make sure you come. But if you practice, you don't even need me. Because it will come from within you. Not that you need me now, but I'm just saying, you don't need to hear it. Make up your mind.
You wanna... I'm laughing at myself.
Do you want to put the money on the table for... No, write it.
I have to come... I'm coming tomorrow to just pay that, yeah. Because they have either to ring it up on the thing.
Yeah, either that or put a note on it that you took this stuff. Any other question for deeper understanding of where we talk so we can actually practice? And then what I really like is people's practice and then sharing of the result of that practice. It really inspires us when we come back with good results. For a while you were asleep, right? Don't think I don't know.
You need to have the dawn of truth wake you up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had his eyes half open, but he was sound asleep.
Mouse ate him.
Yes, practice is very crucial.
When it does in your sleep.
Right, I actually think that's when you're most awake.
Yeah. When a dog is vicious, you have to look at it vigilantly. You turn your back and it's going to bite your back. So the practice has to be vigilant. Otherwise, the old habits will creep in. The old beliefs will come. And you give it this much, it takes 10 feet. As soon as there is a crack, the weaknesses come in.
I hate that.
In the form of concept. So we practice a little bit here, a little bit there. And then when we have certain experiences that comes with it, I guarantee you'll have very high experiences, you write it down. Why? Because next time there is a crack and the beliefs begin to come, you read your writing and you know where to start again. You can grab it back again. My teacher says, when there is a water in your hand, eventually it will sip in. You have to constantly pour more water in it. Mm-hmm. That is practice. We have to practice it until there is no more weakness in our mind. That's Ramana Maharshi says that. And then Inayat Khan, which is a Sufi, says, you practice until it's proven right. Not proven wrong, it's proven right. It's time to realize there is a beautiful, beautiful divine energy that is have descended on this earth. And I don't say it because I look at the sky and I just know, I don't know how I know. And we need to ride it like a good surfer.
This is something you felt recently?
This is the something that my teacher showed it to me in a dream about 4 years ago. And my dreams with him are one of the method with which he teaches me and he takes me places.
And that 4 years ago, and this dream indicated this great wave that we would like to all be riding.
Yes.
Is worldwide or within our area? Because it's been very good.
It is on Earth.
For 4 years.
It is on Earth.
On Earth.
Yes. I had this dream 4 years ago that had already descended. That's why it started so much commotion. It was about a few days before 9/11. When the energy is so magnificent, those that cannot withstand it will have commotion. There's commotion goes on. It's like cleaning your cupboard, cleaning your closet. But after everything settled down, out of it comes unity. Out of it comes divine love, and whoever is interested to write it, to practice it, to be alert about it, to be vigilant about it, will benefit from it. It's there for us to experience it within ourselves.
And for those who are not open-minded or understand it,
then God knows, it probably pushes them to whatever stage they need to be pushed at. This is why there is an urgency for all of us to really become serious about not wasting any more time and being ready for this spectacular event that my teacher is here to offer with his existence and the existence of this energy. And I don't think we need to spread it out of this room unless you think that people are ready to receive, that they can use it. Before we go, I'd like to sing her happy birthday.
Oh.
But let's, for a moment, when she's doing her prayer, that's what I always do with other people too, we actually send love to her prayer so that becomes more...
Just pray.
Pray and turn it off as we sing your song. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Ida, happy birthday to you. Don't worry, be happy, our Father loves us all. Illusions are many, but underneath them all, there is one reality that God... that God is love, and love is God, and you and I are one. That God is love, and love is God, and God and I are one. Anyway, my gift to you is, don't worry, be happy, always.
Oh.
Always.
It's so important.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Namaste to all of you.